And what about the issue of climate change that you also focus on and just made a video about, how this fits into the coming crash of 2016?
It's another stressor. It's a very, very significant stressor. And the video that we just did last hours, which is over at lasthours.org, in that we point out the thing that the IPCC is not talking about right now, but the scientists are, people are hysterical about, are very concerned about, is that there are trillions of tons of methane hydrate, methane frozen up in ice in the Arctic and around continental shelves. If that melts, then there will be a sudden global warming. And when you look at the five past extinctions in the planet Earth, every single one was triggered by one of these methane releases. And that is the worst case scenario. We're hopeful that we can avoid.
How does Arctic drilling fit into that? Because, of course, the Greenpeace, the Arctic 30, the 28 right. Greenpeace activists and the two journalists who are now being shipped across Russia jailed, they were protesting Russia engaging in Arctic drilling.
Yes, and we're also on the edge of doing that same thing, and other countries are as well. The NASA right now has an experiment called CARV, the Carbon Arctic Reservoir Vulnerability Experiment. And in our video, we have Charles Miller, the head researcher. And he pointed out to us that there's over a trillion tons of methane in the Arctic, maybe as much as two and change in the Arctic. Worldwide, somewhere between 4 and 7 trillion tons. To trigger an extinction might take as little as 1 to 2 trillion tons being released. So when you do away with the ice sheet, and the Arctic Ocean is rather shallow, frankly, and then you start running ships through there that are stirring the warm waters in, you're playing with fire. Mm-hmm.